Omar Farouk Osman, your life has been threatened. You've been to jail. Colleagues of yours are getting assassinated. Why are you a journalist?
Anyone who practices journalism in Somalia or who advocates for media rights is being targeted because there are a lot of negative forces that are afraid of the media. And anyone who practices in a professional manner, in an independent manner, or who advocates for media rights, he or she is targeted.
Why are you a journalist?
As a person, I'm interested in journalism because I need to tell the history of the people. I like telling the history of the people. So that's why I'm interested, that because you tell the history of the people, the issues within the society, within the communities, shedding light on the truth and what is happening is crucial in helping our nation.
Even if it means your life may be at stake.
Yes, because personally myself, I believe that I was born once and I will die once. And that is where you have to tell what is important for your society, what are the crucial issues. And at the same time, one has to get history, because for me, I say it is a honor to be a journalist.
Is that what your motivation is?
Exactly, exactly. Because it's a honor. It's a very privileged, for one to be a journalist, but also to be a professional journalist, is to be a committed journalist, a journalist that talks about the truth, a journalist that talks about what are the issues at stake. That is where the things are.
Okay, it's an honor. But what keeps you going? Because it must be grueling year after year to work in a country where the situation is so difficult.
Look, when you are a journalist, and that's what we say always, journalism is not a profession where one becomes rich. Of course, we fight to earn a decent living. But what is most important is that you are in a part of society in terms of informing. And you see that the more you are being targeted for what you are doing, the more you become encouraged to do it, because you feel that you are making a difference. You are making a difference. And someone, somewhere, does not want you to make any difference. So he has to have a go at you, or they have to have a go at you and to eliminate you, to suppress you. Then that is when you feel that a lot of your colleagues have been suppressed. So in honor of them, you have to continue the fight. And as we always say, the struggle continues. Forces are having to target us. They are killing us. They are wounding us. They are arresting us. They are intimidating us. They are threatening us, or they are sending us death threats, SMSs, telephone calls. That shows that our work is very important to our society, to our communities. But one does not want that important work to go through. So he or she would like, just to silence you. And that is what it is. So we say, okay, look, instead of accepting them or giving up, because that's what they want to do, we should not give up.
You went to jail in Ethiopia in 2013 because you are a journalist. What was that like?
Ethiopia is a country where journalists are in a very difficult situation. Ethiopia does not want independent journalists. Ethiopia does not respect press freedom. It's the only country that uses in Africa the seat of the African Union to blackmail the rest of the international community and to show, because of its geographical presence of situating in the Horn of Africa, which is a very volatile region of extremists, the terrorists, civil wars, interstate conflicts. They take advantage of that. Authorities there, they have opted that the only way that they can maintain grip in the power in their country is to deny more than 80 million population in their country the right to free expression and freedom of speech. So anyone who advocates for this kind of right, he or she will run into trouble with them.
Okay, into trouble. What was it like?
My own main thing that they have been interested is because I have been following up cases of Ethiopian journalists, and I have visited journalists who are in prison in Ethiopia, be they Swedish journalists who were arrested because of crossing the Ethiopia-Somalia border, be they Ethiopian journalists. And That has been giving them headache, number one. Number two is they were not happy that I was engaging some members of international community present in Ethiopia, because your telephones are intercepted in Ethiopia when you are there. Your communication is easily monitored. For example, one of the key things is when I was brought to court was that I came to the country 28 times. And the suspicion they had is that I am collecting state secrets and passing to foreign agencies. That was the main accusation. They said, look, you know, you are not welcome in our country. But I don't mind for a rogue regime to tell me, look, you're not welcome in our country because I stand for what I stand. And I don't regret at all because I stand for the principle of press freedom and I will continue to defend.
For how long were you held in Ethiopia?
I was held 1 month and 8 days.
But you don't think that was too high a price to pay for doing your job as a journalist?
I'm even more prepared to pay heavier price, even to lose for my life.
Omar Farouk Osman, thank you for this.